Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. This is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So I was working in the family business and going to EMT school. And so it's classes on the weekends, the evenings. So still kind of working full time while trying to do these classes. And I remember we had a class on stabilizing pelvic fractures. Very difficult thing, very hard thing to treat, very painful. And so like how to identify it, how to not make it worse, how to get them to the hospital. And so we literally had this lecture in class that night. And then I went to work the next day. And it was a plumbing call to fix something broken in the house. I can't remember what, because I never got to it. Knocked on the door. Lady opens the door and says, "Oh, thank goodness you're here. Help me pick up my husband." He had fallen and was in a lot of pain. And literally everything I just learned the night before applied to what was going on there. And was able to help and bring some direction to really the disaster that was going on in there. And we rescheduled fixing the plumbing later so she could take care of her husband. But it was just like afterwards, kind of left with that profound sense like only God can make something like that line up. You know, it's just like who would have thought learning exactly what I would be facing the very next day except God alone. And yet, like, here's the thing you're going to need. You don't know why you need it yet. I do. And then when it shows up, there is the opportunity. And just that memory comes flooding back, kind of hearing John the Baptist talk about his ministry. Go out to the desert, tell everybody to repent, baptize them with water, and something is going to happen. Well, what's going to happen? Well, you know it when you see it. Like when the Holy Spirit comes upon this man, but here's the ultimate point of why you're doing all of this, so that you can point out to everyone that this man is the one. He is the anointed one. He is the Son of God. He's the one we've been waiting for. I'm like, a life that culminates into that very simple fact. And yet, what a gift that is for the rest of the world for all of time. To be able to be the one who points out Christ. And yet, as a mission, as a task, to point out Christ, that this is not something that just merely ended, the necessity of that ended when Jesus was baptized. But the situations, the world we live in, the dark places, the broken places, the need to point out Christ, that he is here and he is at work. That as a mission, as a task, to see the Spirit descend and to remain. And I would say how worthy of our attention that very fact is. I don't know if you noticed, but these exact words of John the Baptist are used every time we go to Mass. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Not talking about the man who is walking along the River Jordan, but the man who is present in this sacrament. Here, pointing, look, here he is, present in our midst. And how easy in the busyness and the chaos of the world that we can miss it. And so the mission of pointing him out when we see him, what a gift that is for each other. That we might assume like, yeah, everybody knows, everybody sees, but the pointing it out, how much that is an enrichment of the world. Super intimidated by our first reading. It's kind of little details. Here's the prophet Isaiah, called to be a prophet. So the Lord said to me, "You are my servant. through whom I will show my glory. Talking to him as a prophet, but also talking to all of the people of Israel. So, okay, I'm your servant that's going to reveal his glory. So God's going to show up and do something, and I belong to him. That's not so troublesome. Then comes, it is too little for you, says the Lord, to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob. I will make you a light to the nations that my salvation may reach the ends of the earth. What God will do in the mission that he sends us on is a light to the entire world. I can't even fix myself. How are we supposed to fix the entire world? And yet, it's a light to the world, a light that lets us see things that we wouldn't see in the dark, to shine a light on Christ, that he is present here. And so, kind of last week, as the baptism of the Lord, this really kind of reveals our identity, that we belong to Christ, being baptized into his very life. I would say today comes the mission. And so that belonging to Jesus, being his servant, being a disciple of the Lord, intrinsically comes with the mission of the church. And like, well, how am I supposed to bring salvation to the world? How am I supposed to fix all of the problems? Can't fix the environment, the economy, the geopolitical situations we're in. I can't fix my family. Can't fix the nation. I can't fix myself. Like, how are we supposed to live this mission? But to be the light. That it is Christ who shows up. He does the work. He brings the salvation. To let his light shine. And to merely point him out when he comes. How much simpler that gift is. So that when we enter into a situation, into a moment, and there's that urge to merely point out how God might be at work here. God's God, he will do his work. But to let our voice be the light that points him out, to share in that mission of John the Baptist that is still so needed today.